Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
Good morning, Lagos, and welcome back to another amazing episode on your number one tech show on the radio, Digital Life. Yvonne has been, you know, having series of conversations with you, talking about, hereditary and writing will. But that's the conversation we're going to be having this morning. You really don't need anybody. You really don't need to be in anybody's will if you have, you know, generational wealth, or you start having the ideas that's going to give you generational wealth. You won't care about anybody's will, you know, father, mother, or even an uncle and an aunt. You know, it doesn't really matter, because everybody has the same amount of time on earth. You know, everybody has the same kind of ideas. The ideas that, you know, give them the prosperity that they have, or the wealth that they have, you know, is actually open to you. So you can take advantage of that. You can listen in on our conversations today, where we'll talk about ideas, generating innovative and disruptive ideas, you know, that actually has made a lot of men. We have men all over the place who are worth billions of dollars today because they have bright ideas, great ideas. With that said, I welcome you to the number one tech and innovation show on the radio, Digital Life. Yvonne Ohaifo is going to be joining me in a bit. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. Last week we had so much, you know, fantastic conversation here with our guest in the studio. It was one conversation I did not see that it would actually, you know, blow up that way. It was just something we had a little idea of, talking about the Nigeria Startup Act 2022, and then we went on to conversation about incubation programs and all other fundings that are available out there that a lot of people are not taking advantage of. You know, the opportunities are just lying there all around, and most Nigerians are not taking advantage of it. And we keep saying that there's high unemployment rate, when a lot of these people who are unemployed, who are just fresh graduates from the university, can actually come up with an innovative idea and access funding and get those funding and get companies in place, so they can employ, say, 10 persons, 20 persons, 30 persons in the companies, and it will create a lot more jobs out there. You know, if we have a lot more, let's say half of the youth, you know, who have been able to come up with these ideas and are able to assess funding and put a company together. And that is the conversation we're going to be having this morning right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. But getting an idea doesn't quite really mean, you know, an idea is going to pan out. You know, you have to understand the nitty-gritty of an idea, you know, shaping an idea into executing it and knowing all the ways around it. But I'm not going to be the only one doing the talking today. Before Yvonne Ohaifo comes, let me introduce you to our guest. The same people who promised you last week we're going to have again in the studio, so that we can have a very solid conversation about it, because last week we were not able to take most calls and take much messages because there was quite a lot to talk about. We had to spill into this very week. Joining me in the studio right here is the founder of CED Technologies, Ebuka Ume Ezioke. Welcome, Ebuka. Yeah, last week was quite a blast.
More inflow of questions from audience.
Yes, certainly. Today we're going to be really centered on engagement, so you can start dropping your messages. If you have questions from last week that we were not able to take on the show, you can start dropping your messages, start dropping your questions on our WhatsApp number. Also here with me is the CEO of Corex Financials Limited, Olufemi Ario. Mr. Olufemi, how was last week for you?
It was spontaneous. It was awesome. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I got a lot of messages afterwards, you know, a lot of people asking different questions. And one of the questions that really stuck, you know, with me all through the week that I kept thinking, because someone really asked that one, is the difference between fantasies and then actual ideas. So there are things you fantasize in your mind. There are things you say, what if kind of scenario. You're lying down on your bed and you're looking up on the ceiling and this idea just hits you and you're like, oh, what if? So how do you shape, you know, a what if into an idea? Can a fantasy transform into an idea, you know, because I know some people have some very, very, pardon me, crazy ideas that I would even call fantasies at a point in time. Just like the young John Useni coming here and saying he wants to power a vehicle and he's not going to use any form of, you know, solar. He's not using fuel. He's not using jets. Nothing. You know, jet fuel. Nothing. All he's seeking to do is come up with a vehicle that is powered by itself. So I'm asking a very friendly question. How do you even kickstart it? You say that the wind is going to power the vehicle, but then how do you even leave your house in the first? How do you start the car? So all those questions are there, and it feels like it's just a fantasy. But this is somebody that I've seen that he has already started putting works in place, you know, to get this idea off the ground. So how do we differentiate a fantasy from a real idea?
In my view, a fantasy and a real idea is all about what the customer calls value. And the customer determines whether the idea is going to be real or it will remain a fantasy. And why I said is the customer is that. So if you look at what value is something that has a changing state. By my training as a Six Sigma Master Black Belt, value is something that is done right the first time. And much more important, value is something that the customer is willing to pay for. So you really don't know if it's going to be a fantasy until you start having people beckon on you to say, hey, we want a piece of it. And I'll tell you one of the stories that comes to mind right now. So when PayPal started, it didn't start as a payment company. Some guys just left school and wanted to do security. And they were trying to do cryptography, security and all that. Even when their major break came, they were telling eBay customers that they were not serving them, that they should go elsewhere. Until they said yes to the eBay customers, they didn't experience the surge. And funny enough, eventually they got acquired by eBay. But you see, the point is, it can always be started as a fantasy. You must enjoy it. And, you know, that's what a fantasy is. But then the pushing with your sweat and blood and the meeting with value from the customer makes all of the cookie, because it has to be like a marriage between your idea, the pushing, and the customer and their money or their means of value exchange. But someone has to be exchanging value for that idea to see the light of the day, to become a grand company and all of that. I think I want Ibuka to share his thoughts on that.
Hey, Ibuka, what do you think about that?
Not far-fetched, honestly. Ideation is more of conceptualization of a thought. Now, breaking it down into what is a fantasy and what is actually an idea. Everything is a fantasy, first of all. It starts as a fantasy because you are fantasizing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you now turn it into a real, you start putting things in place, which makes it ideation, the concept, right? Like Femi said, you have to have value. It depends on what the customer sees. If you can value it and say, oh, I will pay this X amount of money for that particular service or solution that solves a problem. So if someone has that crazy fantasy, oh, I believe we will send digital currency one day and stop using physical notes, it's a fantasy. How do you mean you want to buy something without bringing out money from your pocket? It's existing in some parts of the world already. And we are getting there. Even in Nigeria, because you see all this switching of currency notes, someone thought about it and someone implemented it.
Yeah.
Now you have, aside the USSD, you have a lot of mobile applications. You are sending money within the country and now cross-border payments for different purposes. It was a fantasy for digital currency, even going all the way up to cryptocurrency. Everyone thought Bitcoin was a joke when it all started out, like I said last week. But now you can watch the market going up, going down, and you have all these heavy billion-dollar companies or Fortune 500 changing their portfolios into some sort of digital currency. Yeah. It's going to have its rough tumble. But at the end of the day, just like how the digital currency started, this is going to have its phase, and then at a certain point in time, we'll refer back to when the crypto market was going up and down, and now it's now a known form of exchanging currencies in and out. So I'll bring something up of how payment was done during that NSAS period. Even when some accounts were shut down, people were moving a whole lot of money during. It was a crazy fantasy, but it was implemented properly, and it was utilized very well by those who used it. So taking that into ideation, into the whole concept and marrying it together, you cannot say something is a true fantasy and you cannot follow it. You should follow those fantasies and turn them into ideas.
So I get it very well. And now that leads me to the next question. You see, there are ideas you have at your level that looks like they're very big for you. You know, it's bigger than your head can carry.
If it doesn't scare you, what's the point?
No. This one is more than fear. This one is more than little scare, okay? This one is like very big. Let me give you a very good example. This is November, last year, November. So it's precisely about a month ago. A year ago, I had an idea. And I ran the numbers because anytime I have an idea, I ask myself, is it feasible or not? Is it something I can sell? Is it something that is going to make a whole lot of sense or not? You know, and I punched the numbers. 40 days, profit, 3 billion naira. Capital, 400 million naira. That is an idea at my level. And I'm thinking, can I pull this off? Can it actually just work out? You know, that is it at my level. And I'm thinking, how did you even come up with this idea? How did you come up with this idea? Like, how do I even get this thing going? And these are very ideas.
Did you say that you had an idea to make 3 billion naira
in profit
for investing 400 million?
Yes.
400 million?
Yes.
In 40 days.
And you did nothing?
it's the timeline that I'm actually looking at.
You know, let me tell you something. So this is it. I like to read. I like to think around. I like to surround myself with people like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. Those guys have written nice books. Read them. One thing that came striking at me when I saw Value Investor by Graham. Graham is Warren's mentor. He said all he's looking for is $1 at 50 cents. But you got $3, or let me use Naira. You got 3 Naira at 40 kobo.
So, it's very overwhelming.
Okay, what we're going to do after this time, we're going to talk about it. I'll pull it through for you.
No, yes, but you see, I am not the only one that have this. I am not the only one that experiences this. Okay, I'm very sure there are a lot of people who are listening right now that have this sort of ideas. And they feel like these ideas are just big and way above their level. What can be done for these people, and how do these people actually bring these ideas to execution? Because it seems very far-fetched right now. Where to start is even just the fear of the
people. Oh, the fear. And the truth is, like you said, when you think about the numbers, your brain sort of shuts down. But this is what I do. When I think about the numbers, I put the numbers, I stick it somewhere I can see every time. To keep me going on, because that's the starter thought. You have to not miss that starter thought. But aside from that, you also have to ask yourself, what can I do now, knowing that I want to go in that direction? Like I told you about my dream, fantasy, I can say, I had 4 years ago to do 1 million residential units.
Yeah.
It was a fantasy. Now I'm putting blood and sweat behind it. Now, all my conversations always dovetail into that direction. Now, I'm talking about it more. And now, it's becoming more real to me. So, the point is, I don't care what idea you have. I care more about the execution. I care more about who is on that idea with you. So, I looked at I just talked about PayPal. And the truth is, the starters of PayPal are grateful for the friendship more than what they did together, the big company they did. So the friendship is more important. The team you work with is more important. I bet you have FO, Femetodola or Dangote, shared this kind of idea with. They pull it through in seconds. So you can get to meet Femi. You can study his Twitter and see where he's going next and join him there and share the idea with him. It's a different ball game with Femi. Femi will snap his finger and 400 million will be on the table.
and you both split the profit, even if you split it 60-40, let him take 60, you are still going to be a multi-millionaire. So that's how simple it is to pull through when you don't have to have all of it. You don't have to have all of the profit, I should say. But you just have to be able to negotiate. In fact, let me even be shocking you. If Femi decides to go and say, I want 90%, I will still go with him and say, okay, take the 90%. I will still go with 100 million, 200 million naira. I'm better than when I was with Idea. And right. I'm sure a whole lot of more things I can pull through now with 200 million plus myself. With the relationship I have with Femi. Because Femi now has seen a gold spot in a human being. The next big idea is ready to jump on it with me. But now he knows I'm smarter. So I usually am not scared to talk to other big guns or to meet with them. I had a person talk to me about meeting with, let me save the name, at Oriental Hotel. He said he practically mimicked everything. He didn't have a car. He just came with a few bucks, like 50,000 to 100,000 naira to that meeting point. The guy bought a particular drink. He bought that drink too. He picked the newspaper too. And the guy was looking at the guy on the other side and like, who is this young man? And that was how he met him. And the rest is history. They struck a business and it worked out. So I will by all means look for how to meet someone who has the resources to pull through my idea. And then we split the profit.
So first step, find someone who has the resources.
but you see that is why the idea is important. Mm-hmm. Now, finding someone that, you know, actually has the resources is a challenge on its own.
It's a full challenge on its own
because getting the assets, just like you and I, while we were having the discussion the last time, you know, we talked about an idea. Mm-hmm. Now, you said about the Lagos Island area, you know, Broad Street and all those areas. But both of us, none of us have actually done something about that idea. Why? Because we know that executing the idea, meeting the people, trying to convince them, trying to sell the idea to them, you're just going to meet a roadblock first of all, and then there's the issue all about connection.
The issue of connection is there, but first of all, for the layman, as it were, I'll start with write it down. It's the same thing he said. You use sticky notes. You have to write it down if you're serious about it. Then you give yourself little goals that you achieve. If you see, okay, how do I get into contact with one of 10 persons that can actually bring me closer to that person? There's a certain process that I have followed practically. I have been to offices where I didn't go past the reception. And I'm not talking very far off. I'm talking about 2021, 2020. Now I know I can get into some offices and I'm like, I'm going to see the CEO. And then the CEO will bring that person that I want to see, be it the CISO or the CTO, one connection or the other. But you have to go with a top-down approach and a down-up approach. So by the time you're speaking to someone about an idea, when you're speaking to this person below in rank, the person has an idea of, has like a visual imagination of what you're talking about. The person at the top has an understanding of what you're talking about. Then they marry together and you can run faster. So you have to open up, speak to the right people after you've written it down. You have your concept, you pull through a team with resources, that's gathering your team. If your team is bigger than a pizza box, that's a very big team. If your team cannot share one box of pizza, that's a very big team already. Keep it small, you'll run faster.
Can we talk about self-esteem and the role it actually plays in...
It plays a very big role.
Do you understand? Because you people have been saying, you know, you have to meet certain people.
Don't forget that I said I couldn't look a girl in the eyes.
I was coming to you with that question. How did you build your self-esteem?
Before I answer, could I just tell a story how somebody broke their eyes getting past the reception?
Okay.
So he wanted to meet someone. Let me save the name of the company. He wanted to meet a top-level executive in that company. And guess what he did? He went online and saw this guy wearing a particular designer kind of shoe. And guess what he did? He bought a pair of those shoes. It cost him a fortune, a bit of a fortune. At that time, it was far bigger than him, about 125,000.
Mm-hmm.
He kept one leg and sent the other one through FedEx to the guy. And put a simple note there. I'll be glad to bring the other leg for you. You know what that means? You have to call him.
Exactly.
And he has to come to your office to see you. So you see, some crazy things as simple as that. That's why it's important to listen to other people's stories. People have gone through what you have gone through. You just have to. Like this morning, I was just trying to exercise my mind, listen to other people's kind of stories. And you learn a lot from it. So to talk about how I broke free from not being able to talk to a lady, it was, for me, it wasn't like I knew I was breaking free. It was just facing my fear. So I give an example. I had some things to my advantage. I was a brilliant young child. So I would cut almost all the prizes in my secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had all these girls wanting to have a session or talk with me and all that. But I was just shy.
All you did was just smile. Give that shy smile.
I was just smile to cover it up, you know. But then I came to realize that there were some things that were going for me positively. And so I just followed that path of least resistance. Like, for instance, I realized that I told very good stories. I realized that I showed a lot of attention to details. I listened well. And so I would sit in their presence and I could listen for hours. And some people just got swayed by me not talking.
Hmm, look at that. So you played to your strengths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ebuka.
Not far-fetched.
Well, okay, you don't strike me as the kind of guy that can't talk to a woman. I couldn't talk to a woman.
Oh, I'm on the same level. I couldn't.
There's nobody that's going to believe this one.
Listen, I'll tell you something. It took me about 20 interviews to sit down with Tony Elumelu. I was applying for some job I will not mention.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this interview process and finally I got to sit down with him. In short, I was the only guy that sat down with him before he dashed off. Now, in that process, it's like, first off, background story, I walked in, both of us were wearing the same thing. He stood up and I was like, you got the memo. I was wearing a pink shirt and a blue suit. He was wearing the same thing at that moment. Friday, I didn't want to wear a white or a blue shirt as it's where it was an interview. I just said, let me wear something odd that will make me different in the room. Mm-hmm. I wear a pink, nice pink shirt. And then we sat down together. We were talking, very long board table. And tell me about yourself. And I started talking. Like, I couldn't keep a conversation for more than 30 seconds or a minute. How are you? Fine. I'm okay. That's the end. That was me. So I'm not far off. But with books, reading, audio tapes, I went through a lot of character building and self-esteem to get to where I am. So you look at me today and I'm just on this level and you're thinking this guy is either arrogant or he's very, very confident in himself and he knows his stuff. I wasn't here before. So to anyone listening and you're in a separate part where you cannot open up, there are books around you. You can use them to start reading, to communicate. There are better ways of writing things. When I look at emails I sent in 2010, I'm like, if I send that email to myself, I wouldn't answer myself. But now I can send an email for different purposes,
mm-hmm.
either to win a client over or to put a stop to something. And if anyone touches that email, everybody will indict themselves because I know how to strike punches and timelines and dates in calling things out professionally. So it's more of what are you currently reading now? You have to be reading something. If you're not reading something, who are you talking to?
I think
from books, what else can people do to, you know, boost their self-esteem? Because
people,
if you're going to talk
you
to
keep
it,
yourself around,
like
okay,
like for me, coming in contact with How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie was very striking for me. And then when I found out that one of my shadow mentors, Warren Buffett, was actually going through that piece every year of his business and he went through it over and over and over and over and over. So I knew that people mattered a lot. So being an entrepreneur is about people. The customers are people, the team members are people, you are a person, the people you need to come in, investors are people. So you need to be able to win with people. So I want to recommend that strongly, How to Win Friends. It's available in audio and it's available in book version. I also have a Kindle version of it. So by all means, get that. Another one is How to Win Customers and Keep Them for Life by Michael Leboeuf. So they just basically tell stories, and with stories you can't go wrong. You listen to another person's story, you can see yourself in that story, and you can see how it ended happy. So what you just simply do is you go on that route, mm-hmm. and you'll be shocked. When you get the taste of success the first time facing your fears, you want to go that route again. So that's, for me, how I conquered that other part. It's not to say that I still don't get butterflies.
Okay.
It's not to say that.
Hmm.
But of course, you let the end goal drive you through those butterfly moments. So it's not like I'm saying I'm there now and I'm the super confident guy. Of course, I still goof. And I still reminisce over my day, and I'm like, what did I say wrong that investor decided to go off and they are not coming on this deal?
Right.
And they can go off for almost any reason and mm-hmm. every reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, you know what you're chasing, and you just have to get to the end of it. So it's not like it comes easy to any of us. I'm not sure Ebuka finds it easy getting people to invest. I don't find it easy anyway.
It's not an easy, it's not a walk in the park, I would say.
Why has nobody talked about physical appearance? Doesn't that matter as well?
That,
I mean, I often hear it said that, you know, if you have a $1 billion idea, you have to dress the $1 billion part. You have to look like a billion bucks.
I don't think that goes for everybody.
Because
not too much. I will speak on that. Not too much. But however, you must dress the way you want to be addressed. I'll go a little way above this. In our society today, because we are talking to our society people in Nigeria, you can be driving on the road 10 p.m., 9 p.m., 8 p.m., the police will stop you and they will just basically look at you. From what they are saying, that's how they will stereotype it.
They'll profile you.
Mm.
Stereotype it. I have a friend, top tech, industry tech guy, leader for one of these major nationals, even on that Marina Road, senior man. But if you see him, he's with his tiny earring, his hair is flitted backwards, and then he'll stop. So when they stop him, the first thing that you look at, you just see that keyhole, that tag, and you just see, when you see the ID card, like, oh, guy, I don't know it's you. But he's doing that to change the narrative a little bit, because he can go back. Everybody looks at him and you're like, now we see who you really are, because you've shown us who you were before, the whole suit, three-piece and all that, but now you're changing. Because if we didn't see that part, will question this part. So bringing it into what we are currently talking about, if you have an idea, for me, or I said I want to make my hair white for some reason, I just have that unlock, go crazy, come back, take it back to black. It's something that's been in my head. However, when you want to present yourself for the value of what you're selling, you have to look the part. You want someone to take you seriously, you have to dress responsibly.
Actually, that happened to me once.
Very responsible.
I was working as internet support technologist with a school. I saved their name. And the owner of the school asked the head of admin to check what car I brought.
Really?
Because yes, they wanted to give
happens.
Me. They gave me a check of 1.5 million to subscribe for their internet for the quarter.
Mm.
And they wanted to know how much to give me to transit from their school to the place and back. So they asked the guy, what kind of car does he drive? And he said he doesn't have a car. The moment he said he doesn't have a car, the person just told them to give me 5,000 naira. And you know, I was part of that conversation. So it wasn't like I wasn't part of that conversation. So because I was part of that conversation, I quickly called a friend who had a car to come go drop me. So he dropped me. And when we were coming back, I made sure that I parked in front of our office. In fact, where she normally parks. And so she saw me coming down from the car and went into the office to see her. And she was like, oh, mommy, dada. She said that in Yoruba. My son, my very good son,
mm-hmm.
please go and give him 50 liters fuel. Please. And she kind of changed everything. Mm-hmm. Put giving me extra money, and she felt like she insulted me.
So she's trying to make up.
She's now trying to make up. At that time, there was a serious hike in fuel. I had to share the fuel, 25 liters. And at that point, I knew that, hey, if you're going to pitch an idea, you've got to get a car. Even if it's not your car, today you have Uber and all of that. So please, by all means, get someone to be standby driver. Because if you pick the check, some of them would even escort you to your car to see what kind of car you came with. You can't expect to go with 40 million naira and not go there with a fantastic SUV. 40 million naira in check from a Nigerian company. they will escort you to your car. You can't even enter that place sweating.
somebody has seen me.
Okay. Legos, you see, it's not just the big details. It's also in the little things. Yeah. It's not just writing down your ideas. It's from how
it's
you
never
look.
Just conceiving it.
It's
in
not
your
just.
Head.
It's from how you look to how you smell to how you present yourself. You can't go into a meeting sweating and doing. Just give me a moment.
True. They'll tell you it's packaging, but you have to package right. You have to package right and come correct. If you don't come correct, no one is going to actually take you seriously.
At this juncture, we'll take a few calls, take a few questions, then we'll come back to the conversation. Lagos, you can call us on 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 01277-2993, or 01277-3993. You can also leave us a message on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry about that. The phone lines haven't been great, but try and call us on 01277-0993. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
I can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. My name is Daniel. I'm calling from a local lab.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm trying to say having ideas is good.
Daniel, speak louder. Daniel, speak louder and clearer, please.
Having ideas, like brainstorming on ideas, it's good. It's a nice thing. But at some point, sharing your ideas with people too, it's quite risky. Because there's some people you share your ideas with, and at the end of the day, they don't get back to you.
Okay. So what's your question?
My point is this, like what Fino was saying, I was paying attention. I don't know if there's any way we can actually like reach out to me. Yeah, if there's any way I can actually like reach out to him, because I have so much I want to like talk to him about.
And don't worry, at the end of the show, you will be able to get his social media handles and reach out to him.
Sorry, call us on 01277-1993, 01277-2993, 01277-3993, or 01277-0993. You can leave us a message on WhatsApp, 08095975805.
But I share in the statement that Daniel made, you know.
Mentioned risk, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very big risk, because you see the idea I shared with you earlier?
Yeah.
Eh? I've only told two people, Chidi and Samuel. And I'm mentioning their name here so that they will remember that it's only two of them I told this idea.
First things first, if you do not even have the money for doing a patent or a copyright, that's something I learned.
Sorry, you're speaking to the mic.
If you don't have the money or the funds to take into that patent for the idea because of the risk involved that Daniel mentioned, key thing you can do, you've mentioned your idea to two people. Send it in an email to yourself, the dates you'd mention to those people with their names. Now what this can do for you is, per adventure, it goes out tomorrow, someone else comes up with the idea and is already running millions with it, and you want to say, I told you about this and this is what happens, and you have a good lawyer who is interested in your plea and wants to take it up, they'll say, what is your evidence? As long as you can show its start date. You cannot change an email that was sent to yourself. You can't go and hack the email and say, oh, I sent it 20th of October 2007 or something. Once that date is showing there, and when this person launched and there is some gap, you came up with this in 2000, this person started in 2020, they see that 10 years gap of you mentioned this to this person, because you've sent it and that timestamp is there, you can use it to at least gain something if it goes into that legal part of it. That's just the risk. But you cannot, there are so many risks in life. Having the idea in your head and not saying it out is a risk.
Right.
Opening your mouth to say it out is a risk. Life is very risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. Nobody's getting out of life.
Ebuka, don't leave us.
Very, very risky. So you have to come up with it. You have to own it. Because you never know who is true and who will take it away from you. But like Femi said, you have to move with it and tell someone about it. Now, we are going to tell Femi about your idea, so we'll see how we all partake of it.
Femi, you were going to add to what you said.
Yeah, I wanted to say that. So there was this friend I got to meet while I was doing a presentation at an E3 to someone else. So the person had heard me somewhere and said, you have to come to my program. So I was talking at that program, and these guys, when I finished, he just took me out of the E3 and said, hey, I've had this idea for 4 years, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I listened to him, and he said everything he wanted to say. And I said, this idea starts making money in 14 days. He said, what did you just say? I said, we start making money in 14 days. So what's my cut? He said, I'll give you 35%. Off the top of my head, I said, yes, we go. 7 days after, we started making money with that idea.
Look at that.
And
look at that.
I'd say to you that at some point, two guys came in and wanted to invest ₦1 billion in that idea. They wanted 60%. I told my partner, let's sell 60% and go with ₦1 billion. We can go to Ghana and start this thing. We have 40% in Nigeria. And he couldn't see it. He wanted all of it to himself.
That's the thing.
So it's, I believe in 10% of something huge than 100% of nothing.
So in other words, don't be greedy, okay? Yeah. Be willing to give other people a seat at that table. Am I speaking your languages, gentlemen in the studio?
Well,
yes, you are.
Emmanuel Onwuka, you are doing well.
Was your plan to not...
What was your initial plan?
Don't worry, let's just take calls.
Let's take messages on WhatsApp. Okay, we'll take some calls now. 0700... I don't know why I keep saying that. 01277-0993. Hello.
Hello, Yvonne.
Yes, dear. What's your name, dear?
Emmanuel Onwuka.
Good morning.
But what's your name, Oga?
Mr. Ebuka. I'm Mr. Femi.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Alex O.
Okay, Alex.
Yvonne, thank you for bringing our guest today.
It was Emmanuel that did it too, but...
Emmanuel, God bless you. Yeah, I'm thanking you both.
Thank you.
I want to ask this question. Joe, you just mentioned, you gave an answer to one of the questions, like if you have an idea and mm-hmm. you share it with somebody, mm-hmm. and that gets to be, you know, carried out by the other, maybe not person you spoke with, but another person. What can you do concerning that? And secondly, I have this kind of idea, like two, but I'm trying to see, because I'm visually impaired, but I'm trying to see how I can sell this or share with the right kind of person. You understand? The right kind of person. But I'm contemplating, because you know what we normally do here in Nigeria now, you know, you share your idea with somebody, and the next thing you say that idea is just boom. And you don't know what to do about that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Alex, I'm sure we did. Did you all hear?
Yeah. Alex, I like the fact that you were willing to be open enough and vulnerable. It's one key thing with making great teams. You have to be willing to open up and be vulnerable. I would say that you're speaking to the right radio station, and I'm sure Nigeria Info can do something about it. They said they would have us share our contacts at the end of this.
That's right.
And also, I think that it's high time we started to help people through their ideas, because these things can be killing.
You have
a great idea, you don't know what to do about it.
And even the people you talk to themselves don't even
know what to do about it. So mm-hmm. sometimes just unlocking it can be it for you. So I walked into this space and I'm really, really bereft of who to talk to and all of that. And I think that's where Nigeria Info comes in, and right. for these kind of programs also.
Hello.
Hello, please. I forgot. This is Alex calling back. Please, that book you said, communicating, how to communicate with people, by John, is it John Koshoge, or did it, what's
how
his name?
How to win friends and influence people. You can search
you
it
said
on
it's
YouTube.
In an audio form, right?
Yes, it's audio. It's an audio, 7 hours audio.
And it can be downloaded online?
Yes, you can download. It's free download.
Carnegie, right?
Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie.
Dale
Carnegie.
Dale. Carnegie.
Please, that, what did that man write in that shoe he sent to the CEO? I want to...
You don't have to copy that idea. Alex, you don't have to copy it.
I don't have to copy, but that is a very good idea. At least, please, I want to hear it very well. Thank you.
Okay, what he wrote in the notes was that he said, I have the other pair of this shoe and I'll be willing to bring it to your office. Kindly call this number.
Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Yeah, we have messages. We have this one calling from Okay, the person they put his name here. Say good afternoon. Be it a question. Please, does one's facial appearance, facial look and physique contribute to self-esteem and ability to communicate your ideas? You didn't put your name there. This is Bawu from Ikorodu, says hello to you all in the studio. You have two questions. The very first one, when does this program? The program starts 11 a.m. to 12 noon on Sundays. Please, if I don't know if you've been stuck in something small that you can pull out to see the bigger picture of opportunities. If you can relate, how did you step back to look up and move forward?
Okay, that's a really good question.
I think Femi talked about it earlier when he spoke about PayPal. Yeah. You know, they didn't see the big picture. No. They just had something little, you know, small, and they wanted to stay on their space. But then they got a lot of people from eBay.
In other words, they got comfortable. You know,
they
weren't willing to.
In fact, one of them said, "I don't want a company that is bigger than 15 people."
Wow!
And at that time, they were doing a review. They were already 75, and he wanted to opt out. And they said, "Wait until 150." And at the time they were going to review, they were already at 1,000 people.
Wow.
A team. So they weren't expecting the gusher, and they met more than they could bite. That's why you need people to bring on the team. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I talked about flame the last time. You need to get it all fixed, but you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. And that's why I was answering your question the other time that everybody can be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Because everybody can talk to somebody to help them drive what they have in their head.
Yeah, we have another one from Adegoke from Lekki. He said, "I'm not scared of sharing my ideas with trusted people. And even if I do with strange people, I'm not scared because ideas know they finish." He said, I've seen several of my ideas being implemented by some people I never shared them with. At the end of the day, no one has the monopoly of ideas. 100 people can have the same idea, but the first to patent it or execute it is the authentic owner."
Indeed. 0127709930 0127719930 0127729930 0127739930 Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victory. I'm calling from Mowore State.
Victory, welcome to the show.
I want to shout out to Mr. Ebuka.
Victory.
Ebuka, you have a lot of fans. I have a message here that is giving you a shout out, and also Femi as well. He said, however, the dress to look part is a Nigerian culture that is greatly flawed. We just signed a deal with a tech outfit in Ghana, in Accra here. They dress with their kente outfits. We profile and judge people in Nigeria 70% on how they look rather than what they can offer. Once had a guy well dressed to my office in Lekki, and on that strength we gave a deal that was greatly under delivered. Chris listening from Accra.
But I don't believe that looking good has to do with designer. You can look good in your traditional attire, right? It doesn't have to be in some Tom Ford or Calvin Klein, you know, or Gucci. You can really look great in your kente or Iro and Buba, as long as, you know, you carry it well.
I think you pick your style.
Look,
you
know, for instance, look really at Emmanuel now.
Oh, exactly. My God.
Look at Emmanuel Omuka in the studio. Oh. Emmanuel is clad in black and black. You should see him looking peperempe. Looking like, you know, money is speaking.
You see, this is what Chris is saying. Chris said, Yvonne will do shekere for someone texting from Agbo, but not from someone from Accra.
Chris, take it. Chris, you can't be petty like this. Now. You're one of my favorite listeners. You can't be this petty.
Okay, this one says, "Good day, Yvonne and the guests in the house. My name is Ayomide. I run a small item procurement business that's not yet registered because I am currently broke. Please, how can I convince big businesses to hire me?"
You see, sometimes it's not just about you being a CEO. And I always say this every time. It's not about you being a CEO. Sometimes it's about the balance brought forward at the end of the month. You may be better off to be a staff of a company than to be forming CEO up and down. You can't pay your rent.
Because it's actually difficult to be a CEO.
I know someone who is very good with what she does. She sews very good clothes. Fantastic. But she doesn't know the business part of it. She has a good skill. And there was a woman who was offering her 250k every month to come use her skill in her factory. Her total take home was not up to 50,000 because of the struggle of having to leave her place close to Songo, getting to where the customer was, and then they cut on top of it. Every month she doesn't do 50k. Someone is offering you 250k. Can you combine things in the startup days? Because the truth is, the requirements, the strength, inner strength and all of that, the financial requirements you need to keep a team is much. And if you cannot generate 50,000 naira in a month, what are you doing being a CEO? So I like to be realistic, and I like to be very, very brutally realistic with myself. And I always try to do that every time, to say, hey, how much are you doing every month? Is there someone who will be able to do more than this for you? Or do you need to learn something to scale what you're doing up? Otherwise, go for the other one. Get hired and learn the ropes. Otherwise, you'll be stuck doing something that you love, but it's not paying your bills.
But she wants to really know, or you want to add something, Ebuka?
Yeah, so there's one thing I'll add to it. You can not necessarily be your own CEO. However, you cannot necessarily be your own CEO. However, you can actually hire your own CEO in the same company. So I was talking to a mentor of mine, and I'm like, I have so many ideas I want to execute. Before now, this was 2019, and he was like, name them. I started naming them. He was like, out of everything you've said, I've only seen one problem you're solving. The first one you said, stick with it. Grow it to a crazy part where it can fund for the remaining ideas. You will try, you will fail, but at least you've grown one to run the remaining. Now, when someone mentioned something about being in an idea or being stuck in a particular idea, if you have an idea that you're stuck with, pivot, move out of it to something else. You might find your way back to that same idea, but with more knowledge. But with more knowledge, that's the way it's going to work out. So, going forward, if you cannot handle the business, get someone to handle the business for you. Get a manager. If you cannot pay that manager with those abilities, find a volunteer of the same capacity
that you can share a portion of the business
with. Yeah, that you can share a portion of the business with. Someone, everybody has to, is looking for somebody to game. You didn't come to Lagos to Cambridge. You could be anywhere.
Right.
However, do you love technology? Can you sell technology? Can you be my business manager? But you own the company. Yes, of course, I'm Mark Zuckerberg, but he's not. Someone has to run it. Someone has to be in digital media. Someone has to be in sales. Someone has to be, he can't be everywhere.
I see a lot of tech firms, you know, they have a lot of co-founders.
Yes,
it's literally like you can't see a tech firm that doesn't have two co-founders. A co-founder here. Okay, I was telling you about John the other time, and I told you that the company that has been, you know, on for a very long time, he just came, like, he just joined them, like, recently, and he's a co-founder. Like, what did you co-found?
Okay. I share that. Why I said I share that is that most times the geek, the guy who writes the code, cannot talk to people. So the other guy who understands the business, who likes to talk to people, who is a salesman, cannot do the codes.
Right.
And you find out that most times, when you can do the codes and can't talk to the people, you still cannot make a lot of money from the business.
Exactly.
I remember the very early days of Frisia back then. So I had a friend who does the codes. He had done a lot of fantastic codes, but he was paid 15,000 where he was working. And so I picked one of the codes, and guess what I did? I made 2.4 million naira from one of the codes. And we split it 50-50 because I asked him at the beginning, do you want me to pay you? Or do you want us to split it 50-50? And he said, split it 50-50. So that means I don't need to go in and lend him money. So I went in with what I had. He came in with what he had. And we split 50-50. First split, 1.2 million to him. He bought a car for his wife immediately. Second split, 2.4 million again. He was just buying everything, you know. But you see, the point is, you need someone to be able to get your idea past that hoop to the customer who is willing to pay for that idea, for you to be able to move to your next level. Like, all the getting clothed. I'm not sure if she speaks to someone who is a salesperson, they will get clothed. Like, a friend of mine I shared an office with recently, just got out of his job and he's a salesman. Someone else had landed properties and he couldn't sell them. Now they're splitting 50 million, 30, 20, 3 months after. And you could be part of that, or you may not be part of that. If you hold the whole plot to yourself, you still won't have the money. So it's selling all the way, whether you are selling someone to help you sell or you are selling directly to the customer. So that's why tech companies always have a lot of co-founders, because you don't have all the answers. And sometimes business is not going to be funny. So you need a lot of people helping you share your story. So you have the story, but someone else can tell it better than you do. So isn't it better for that person to do the telling of the story and then you just be the support guy at that presentation? So that when they're asking the technical questions, you answer them. When they're asking the business question, he or she answers them.
Let's talk about an idea that is already saturated, like it's everywhere. Let's talk about fintech, for example. Nigeria, fintech.
Fintech is a pure water now. Everywhere you turn.
It's just like when we talk about fintech. POS, it's everywhere. Everybody makes use of POS. There's a POS outlet basically in every street, maybe two or three, you understand. That is how Nigerian fintech industry has become. It's the same problem they're solving. Every one of them, basically.
What if I told you they've not even scratched the head?
Okay.
I'll believe you now.
I'm saying that because, so I write. I write every week on the cable.
Okay.
And I try to do a whole lot of research before I put my pen to paper. And I found out that they haven't even done 10% of the market of the unbanked.
Unbanked,
the unbanked market is crazy huge.
But that is their focus.
That's supposed to be their focus. But then, you know, when you meet with success early, you lose focus.
So that'll bring me to something. It's called the success cap. I'll speak on it very briefly. There is this book I'm reading now, Million Dollar Consulting by Alan Weiss, and I just got to the first part of it and I saw something called success cap. And I'm like, what is that a thing? Is that an actual thing? You start up with conceptualization, implementation, the process, the results. Then you go back to the relationship and continue building that relationship to foster business continuity. And then you think you've arrived at that success level. And that's where most companies actually start to...
The plateau. And
plateau,
then,
and then you start coming down.
Declining.
So... going through with that process, with that gap, you have to break and build or increase that envelope properly. Once you get to that plateau level, you have to go back again, start with something new or implement that same idea in a different total way.
2.0 or 3.0.
I think I like that idea of reinventing yourself. But I also want to add the thought of what Facebook does. So Facebook is currently at 94 companies they have acquired. Why are they acquiring? They acquired Oculus, acquired this, acquired that. Why are they acquiring? Because when you acquire, you get a fresh new feel. New customers come in, new ideas are in your pack. So I think Nigerian companies too should acquire. If you find some great stuff that's going in the direction you want to go, and they are going to be selling for a few bucks that you can afford to buy, why not buy? Like what happened to Paystack recently. It was funded by Y Combinator, and it was also Y Combinator was also the founders of Stripe that eventually bought Paystack.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling someone that it's just very simple maths. Some guys are already getting wearied and some guys are willing to pay some more money. And what happened to Stripe? Stripe went to the market to raise $600 million and bought Paystack for $200 million. So it's good buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling someone they were willing to buy as much as $600 million. It's just that if you're not willing to ask for more, you probably won't get more.
Mm.
But for us in Nigeria, $200 million was a lot of money.
A lot of money, yes.
But yeah, if they knew how much Stripe had in their pocket, they would have negotiated differently.
Higher, definitely.
Wow.
So
wow.
In addition to that, basically, it's more of another feel of trying to put this in the most simplest way possible. I think I'll bring that back. Let me break it down a little bit. It's very cloudy in my head. Let me break it down a little bit, because by the time you have what you have, like a solution on ground, and you're looking at the markets that you want to reach out to, scratching the unbanked people and the mobile apps, because there are a lot of mobile apps and they are still coming in terms of fintech. On my own part, I know this because of the security that we are providing to these mobile app creators. You still have to look at those people who do not go in line with what the market is going with right now. The unbanked people are the market women. The unbanked people are your artisans.
Right.
The unbanked people are these guys. Now, if you are going to go with bringing these unbanked people, that's something Femi mentioned last week, that everybody's copying everybody. You have to copyright. I took that very well. Now, they're always in the same forms. KYC, this detail, that detail. What if you have a centralized repo, basically a database where everything is the same thing, and you don't have to fill any form again? That way you capture the unbanked people.
Yes, that's what
it's already existing, like a BVN or your NIA.
That's what people do differently. That's what people do differently.
So they don't need to fill a form.
They won't fill any form.
You just use your BVN and you have the details.
Then you can also leverage on biometrics. Just like the phone has cameras, it scans their iris and takes their details or their voice. They speak to it, and they are registered. So why do you have to?
Yeah, that way you're capturing the unbanked already very easily.
Because people like technology, and when they see something like that, it fascinates them, and they want to get involved.
Yeah,
wow.
And so I think there's still a lot of money to be made in that space, and I think that space, more than the money it's going to make, is going to unlock a lot of other spaces. Because if you look at it, I'm sewing clothes, I'm selling sugar, I'm buying or doing whatever I'm doing. There's always the money part. And if once that money is digitized, what happens is that every other thing can be digitized. And today with haulage connecting everybody to everybody else, the fulfillment part is done. So you have the fulfillment part done, the finance part done. The only thing left is now the service. So if you can provide good service, if you can offer a good product or a product a little better than what the market is offering at a slightly lower price, you have business already.
Mm.
You don't need to be waiting for the mega idea. You need to first be able to put food on your table.
Right.
And then you can now scale.
Before we go, I have this message here. It says, these guys are amazing with their insights. Listeners better learn. You better learn. If you're listening, you
That's
better
why
learn.
I'm not even taking many calls.
Many calls,
like,
you know.
Some calls. Right.
I am learning myself. Learn. You know, I am learning myself. He said, my company is founded by me. I sold the idea and sold the percentage to my tech guy and my trainer. From me alone, what 1 million naira in 2017. Now we now close to 100 million naira.
Look at that.
And all three of us coming on board. Funny enough, I am the least and on the background. So it goes back to what you said about, even if it's 10%, that is yours.
Of a big idea.
Of a big idea. And you're giving out 90%. I'm sure you'll not do that one to Misha.
I'll be honest with you. I am tending more towards an angel investor than a VC. Turning more towards someone who shares experience and holds the hands of whoever they are investing in. Because I know that I need to help a lot of businesses in Nigeria.
Right.
A lot of the experiences, my fallings, my failings, I need to help a lot of businesses. And I'm working with a couple of organizations that are also trying to help small businesses start up. So I know that we need to do a whole lot more of think tank like this, where people come and we can share ideas, brainstorm. Because sometimes it's just about what to do next that unlocks that, what you call the magic that changes everything. And truth is, we all have experiences that we can bring to the table. And one thing strikes and then spins and then somebody comes up with a winning idea and that's it. So sometimes it may not come from you directly. And that's why I like these kind of conversations. It brings out spontaneity, brings out people asking questions in a different kind of way that stirs you to give some certain kinds of answers that maybe there are stories that you didn't even know would be useful to them. But just because they ask those kind of questions, then they are getting the answers they wanted.
Lagos, we've eaten so much into our time today. Remember, you can always go back, you know, online and go to Digital Life, search on the space Digital Life Nigeria Info on the Google search bar, Digital Life Nigeria Info, and you can see our podcast. You can click on it and listen to all our previous episodes and even the episode, today's episode on that podcast. Go there and you can see all of our previous episodes. You can check on it. Just go to generating innovative and disruptive ideas, and you can listen to the very first one, and then you can listen to the second one as well. One last word from you, Ebuka, before we take it around.
Also, how can these people reach you? Because I know that they have a lot of questions that they'd like to ask you. Mm. While you guys were talking, the phone lines were buzzing, but I didn't, you know, want
to. So I'm very easy to find on LinkedIn. I think I started building my LinkedIn while others were building Instagram. So if you search for Chukwuebuka Umezuoke, that's UME-EZEOKE or CED Technologies, I'm sure you see a phone number that can get across to me, or a digital platform, social media, Instagram, Twitter, one of them, you see them to get across to me. So that way, one last word, I'll still keep on will. If you have the will to do it and it's strong enough to actually bring that change, go with it.
Mm. Fantastic. Great one.
Femi.
So for me to reach me, I mentioned that I write. If you search for Olufemi Ariyo and go to the news section, you find over 50 articles I've written on different aspects on the cable. However, if you want to find a curated version of those, you can go to medium.com/@RO Ariyo. R-O-A-R-I-Y-O. You can also search for Olufemi Ariyo on LinkedIn and you find me there. My last word would be, stay with it.
Stay with it, Lagos. Stay with it. I'm Yvonne Ohaifo on social media. You can find me, follow me. Yvonne is spelled Y-V-O-N-N-E-O-K-H-A-I-F-O-H is Ohaifo.
And Emmanuel is E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. O-N-W-U-K-A. You can find me on Facebook, Ima_Onwuka on Instagram. You send me your messages, send me your suggestions, and yes, we're bringing bigger things for you. Next Sunday we're going to be on this as well.
Until we come again, it's bye and stay blessed.